Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by BlackRifleCoffee.com.
All real.
He used to teach me French in a show called All That on Nickelodeon. He was played by Kenan Thompson.
Yeah, he was.
That's kind
now
of funny.
Kenan Thompson is on SNL. Did you watch that new Black Mirror episode?
The new movie.
Yeah, the movie. Did you see it?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What did you think about that?
Too much. I don't watch any fucking shows.
I watch them all super late at night once all the work's done.
Yeah. What did you think of that fucking thing?
I think it's the future.
Oh, God.
What do you think? Were you annoyed by it?
I was, and I'll tell you why. And Matt, this will help you. You don't even have to see the movie to understand what I'm talking about. So when you start the movie, you have to click at different choices. For example, a minute and a half into the movie, the dad asked, would you like to have Sugar Pops or Wheaties? And then you have to literally...
It was Frosted Flakes or Sugar Pops.
Fuck off. It's two different cereals. I don't care if it's fucking Frankenstein, whatever.
I'm just telling you, I remember.
Two different cereal choices, right? So you click on which cereal you want the guy to eat, and it's going to change his story. Well, and I liked that initially. Well, as it went on, there was a scene where he went to, and this is not giving away anything, by the way, because when you see the movie,
we can't give away anything. There's so many fucking decisions.
Well,
I only know 1/6 of the movie.
So, what are the decisions lead up to?
So, here's
choose your own adventure.
It's not choose your own adventure. Here's what happens, Matt. So, I went through the rabbit hole of this. There was a scene with a therapist where the kid goes and talks to a therapist about his dead mom, right? And they were like, "Oh, do you want the kid to talk to the therapist or not talk to the therapist?" I said no. I was like, I don't want to fucking see that shit. It's always fucking boring to me.
So you pick it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. So, but here's the thing. A couple scenes later, they said I had made the wrong choice and they made me fucking go back. And I was like, if this is choose my own adventure, don't make me go back. I don't want to watch a scene with a fucking therapist. That was the beauty of what I thought this was going to be. So therefore, I didn't have to watch the scene with the therapist. Then one of the characters I didn't like at all. I thought he was a fucking dick and I wanted him to die. Well, they let you choose. Hey, man, who do you want to fucking jump off this building? I chose the fucking dude I didn't like. 5 minutes later, they sent me back again and said, no, you can't kill that guy. And I was like, fuck you. I hated that guy. So would you be into something like that where you have to work for it is the biggest question of it all. Like, if you're watching a movie, don't you just want to watch a movie and not work for hours?
This reminds me of, like, the huge fad that happened in, like, 2005 to 7, no, excuse me, like, 8 to 11 on YouTube, where they would upload, like, 25 videos, and it was choose your adventure, and a lot of them would be like picking the girl up at the bar, and it would always like take turns, but it's like, do you compliment her hair or do you ignore her, you know? And then it would take you down this rabbit hole, and ultimately the goal was to get laid. But it's also so defined by certain constructs that it doesn't make sense, because it's polarizing, like black and white. So I don't, you know, like, if you killed that dude, whatever, there's going to be consequences of that action, but it doesn't mean you made the wrong decision. What is wrong? Define wrong.
It's exactly. Just yes.
So,
yes.
I don't buy into that whatsoever.
I mean, did you get to the part where you had the option to tell the character that you were Netflix?
Yes, I did.
I thought that was funny.
I did too. And that's what I wished it was. So that's my biggest gripe with the movie, is if it is truly choose your own adventure, all of my decisions should have led me to an ending of the movie. And then the fun part would have been, all right, great. Let's say there was 60 decisions through a 90-minute movie. Then I could go back, rewatch it a million different times, try different choices every time, and get a different ending or a different thing every single time. And when I read that they were working on this film for 18 months, which is an extremely fucking long time for a goddamn movie. I mean, to put it in perspective, they shoot like Jurassic Park in like 6 months. So to me, I was like, all right, if they're working on this for 18 months, there must be a million different endings. And that just wasn't the case.
Well, one of the famous country bitch whiny singers of all time wrote that song about that exact movie. It was said, God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Rascal Flatts, Ross. Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, you know.
And I really hope Dave is getting this. I am taking a drink of Coors, putting it down, then some Red Bull, putting it down, chewing nicotine gum, and then sipping the water every, you know, fourth iteration on this.
Yeah,
trifecta.
I think you've got your body is...
It's humming.
I'm taking it down, up,
pinging. And then I'm kind of going...
Yeah, yeah. Dude, you've got the next
I got a long day today. I still have another... I still have 7 more hours of some work to do
next today, so. Level nutrition over here.
Yeah.